was like running on only adrenaline. I couldn't think. It was just spur of the moment action. And honestly, it was crazy. It happened in a matter of seconds.
Wow, that is 17-year-old Haley Maranico on News Nation Prime last night talking to us about her wild experience warding off a bear. You see there, upper left part of your screen, that bear showed up in her backyard threatening her family's dogs, and she was not going to stand for that. Officials say it's just one of dozens of bear sightings this year in LA County.
Yeah, don't do that with a bear. She's lucky to be alive, but frightening trend appears to be on the rise throughout the country. And our News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu is live with a look at what is driving this spike in bear sightings in residential neighborhoods. Hey, Nancy.
Hey there, Marnie. We're seeing more video evidence as well because of so many home surveillance systems out there. Here in LA County alone, fish and wildlife officials say there have been over 30 bear sightings in residential areas so far this year. According to experts, bears are roaming to survive. This viral video out of Southern California this week has prompted many to wonder, what would and should you do? 17-year-old Haley Maranico did what she could to save her family dogs.
I was like running on only adrenaline. I couldn't think. It was just spur of the moment action. And honestly, it was crazy. It happened in a matter of seconds.
Haley rounded up the dogs as the bear climbed back onto a yard wall and wandered away with her two cubs, leaving the teenager with a sprained finger and a scraped knee.
The puppies are fine. Only two got some small scratches, but otherwise they're completely fine. I'm okay. My finger's all right. I just sprained it.
Experts say more bears are roaming into residential neighborhoods because food in the wild is scarce these days.
Late May and June is a really stressful time for bears. You know, there's not a lot of natural foods out there. The berries won't come on until July.
On their way to residential foraging, more and more bears are hanging out in backyard trees, like at this home 2 weeks ago north of San Francisco. Or they're enjoying some pool time in Tennessee, where other bears also stopped by a gas station recently to forage in the garbage cans.
When they get hooked on human food, it's hard to get them to go back and forage on a native diet. And so they just become a really big nuisance to the society.
He walked actually right along our sidewalk here in front between our car and garage and then out the other side.
Experts predict more close encounters are likely. And while this physical push worked this week, preventing a visit should be the goal. Do not leave any food items or garbage cans out. In case of confrontation, have an air horn or bear spray on hand and be aggressive.
Make yourself big, make a lot of noise, and just yell at them, get out of here. I mean, mean it. Don't say shoe bear, really mean it. And you have to teach them their limits on where they can go. It's your private property. If they get a negative experience from that, then they'll probably move on.
Now, in many incidences, bears are tranquilized and relocated back into the woods, but often they wander back into neighborhoods enticed by people food. And Rob and Marnie, you heard that one expert say many of them are hooked on human food. Wow. And people keep leaving it out.
And Nancy, did you and the crew stage that bear behind you right now?
What? Neighborhood smells pretty good, and I might head over to somebody's house right now.
There you go.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
She didn't even, such a pro, she didn't even have
didn't
to
even
look.
Turn around. That's didn't what even, I wanted. No wanted her to turn around.
No, bear.
Yeah, she's too good.
Shoe bear.
Cool, calm, and collected, Nancy Liu.